You may have noticed the seasons changing. That's right, it's Eurovision season. This weekend, the Eurovision Song Contest is upon us. And here in Warrnambool, we have our very own Eurovision expert. She goes by the name of Eurotrish, and she spoke to Jeremy Lee this week about the inside goss on all things Eurovision.
Good morning.
Now, how are you? You're keeping your excitement pretty subdued, I've got to say, at the moment. How are you feeling at this point about this year's Eurovision?
Well, I'm doing my best. It's been a good 6 months following this year's participants. And I'm feeling very excited now that the rehearsals are through and we're getting to see what people are putting onto the stage.
Right. So you treat this as a real passion to be following it for that long.
Cannot explain why. It just is.
So what have we ended up then with this year? What's your sort of overall feeling about the flavour of this year and so on? Is it like a fun year? Is it a serious year? Is it?
Oh, it's ballad heavy. Okay. I would say sad boy ballad heavy, a few sad girl ballads. But there are some quirks. There are three notable quirks. And I suppose the second semi-final is more dynamic than the first. So you'll see a lot of variation in amazing choreography. Staging can really bring things forward. Sheldon's altered his performance a little bit. He's sort of changed colours.
This is the Australian entry for people who don't know. Sheldon
Riley.
Riley, yep. We'll get to him a bit later.
Yep.
Okay. Where should we start, though? Because we'll hear a couple of little bits just to sort of get people excited. You want to start with the Swedish one?
Yeah, so this Cornelia Jacobs from Sweden, she has won a lot of the jury and fan-based polls up to this point, which doesn't mean that, you know, they're guaranteed for success because it's a different demographic that, like myself, who vote for those sorts of things. Yeah. And it's the Swedes are known for their songwriting skills, a bit like K-pop. They just know the formula. And she has a way of connecting to the audience through the TV. She's not wearing shoes. That also bodes well.
Does it?
You'll be surprised.
Really? Yeah. Oh, is there a statistic to show that shoeless performers often do better?
They have quite a few who don't wear shoes.
All right. Okay. Well, so her song is called Hold Me Closer.
Yep.
Bit of a ballad.
You say it isn't me, but when did that ever help? Hold me closer, although you leave before the sun.
Waiting for the change to happen. There it is. Something else is going to kick in at that point.
It certainly does build up. Don't you worry.
Yeah, right. Key change?
No, key change from memory. Okay. You'll have to listen.
Okay. Well, they've missed out there then, haven't they? I don't know. Look, I'm not that excited about that one, to be honest.
That's okay. You don't have to be. I mean, when you think about it, I listen to most of these in the car, and this is a great car song.
Okay.
I do love a power ballad in the car.
Okay.
But when you're in party mood...
If only Eurovision was in the car.
When you're in party mood, and for our pre-screening party we had here a week or two ago, the ballads do sort of fall short because you just want to keep dancing.
Yeah, right, okay.
So, but Rock did win last year, so, you know, we're almost due for a ballad.
Really?
Let's see what happens.
Now, Norway's entry, though, has certainly attracted a lot of attention.
Yep.
I watched the video for this a few times. I have to confess, it's ridiculous.
Did you do the dance?
No. tell us about Norway.
So Norway, they are yellow wolves, dancing wolves dressed in beautiful business suits, and there's a DJ astronaut, and they've got amazing TikTok moves. They do keep in character with their interviews. They are from outer space, and they have got a great social media presence. So if you look up Subwoofer, they mimic a lot of the other performers, and they also have a thing about bananas and grandmas. So if you get onto the social media, check that out.
Which explains their song, which is Give That Wolf a Banana.
Correct.
See where you're going, but I don't know where you've been. Is that saliva or blood dripping off your chin? If you don't like the name Keith, I'ma call you Jim. Ooh. And before that wolf eats my grandma, give that wolf a banana, give that wolf. Before that wolf eats my grandma, give that wolf a banana, give that wolf, give that wolf.
Banana. Now, so if this doesn't come pretty close to the top, then something's wrong with what's happening at Eurovision. Although, listening to this now, Trista, you reckon this sounds to me like it could almost be written by AI or something. Oh. You know, when you mentioned TikTok before, I think it's just like it's just been created by, you know, a program somewhere to make something that's just going to, you know, fire in that format.
You just got to go with it. I mean, Norway is a powerhouse as far as the songs that they bring every year, but this is certainly left of centre. It's won a lot of the Eurovision fan club polls along across the world, so they do have a huge following. Doesn't guarantee success,
no,
but it's certainly going to be the fun one.
Right, yeah. Okay, all right.
Well, one of the fun ones.
Right, we'll get your vote on the... Do you normally vote? Are you going to be able to vote?
Yeah, of course I
vote. Of course you do. Yeah, yep. Stupid question.
And it may... Look, it's sort of on the cusp for me because I think I vote differently to general public because there are songs that I absolutely love because I play them all the time.
Okay.
But when you watch it on the television, their film clip or on stage, it sort of changes it a little bit. So my favourites through the years are often the ones that don't find success.
All right.
Or find less success than the winner.
Because, I mean, that is the other thing I think to think about Eurovision, isn't it? Or to remember is that it is a massive TV event. It's like, obviously, the songs are there and they're important, of course. But it is, I mean, it is a TV event, isn't it? And it's the spectacle and the ridiculousness of the staging quite often or whatever they do. That's the thing that really, you know, is going to... And when those two things come together, of course, bang, there you go.
And it's like it's actually a made-for-stage, made-for-TV
right,
event.
Right, yeah, yeah.
So you've got to connect to people through the television in a large stadium, which is, you know, a hard thing to do. And we've got this amazing song by Poland this year. And I find his song, it's a bit like Mad World from Tears for Fears, just that sort of layering of instruments. But he doesn't sort of connect. He doesn't give you that connection. He sort of sings with his eyes closed, which could be to his detriment, but it may not anyway.
Okay, well, controversial. Well, there's been a bit of an issue with the actual staging as well this year, has there? Some of the mechanics of it not behaving?
Yeah, so... The stage has a half sun and I suppose there are rainbow segments that are supposed to be rotating on the stage. They are not. And they have, when they plan these big stagings, they tell all of the participants, this is what we've got. You need to send something in that adapts to that. So a lot of performers have adapted to that and they've had to scrap it and start again because of, I know Albania is in a bit of a tough place, but they'll pull through. There is a waterfall on the stage, so you know there is.
Is it a real one, not a video one?
There's just lots of water. You'll see at some point.
Okay,
yeah,
interesting.
Just comes out.
Now I'm sure one of the acts that's going to get the biggest reception this year is going to be the Ukraine entry.
Yes.
Who are Ukraine sending?
So they're called Kalush Orchestra, and they actually came second in the country selection. The person who came first, she had to pull out because of her discrepancies with travelling to Crimea from Russia rather than through Ukraine. It's a long story. But anyway, the Kalush Orchestra is sort of a folk dance rap performance, and it's from the rehearsals, it's actually going to be quite emotive because... what they're doing with the LED screens sort of doesn't invoke anything to do with the political situation, but it does evoke your emotions. So,
yeah. Well, let's have a little bit of a listen to what they're up to then.
Okay. Дала воно не розбудить, не будить мене в сині бурі, забере бабулі, відтулі, ніби вони кулі. Дуже добре знала мене, не була обманута, як було дуже втомлена, гойдала мене в бах.
And it's going to be interesting to see how that goes, isn't it? Because of all that, you know, one of the things that's often made fun of at Eurovision is that whole sort of country sort of rivalry and pairing up and the way that, you know, this country will always vote for that country and blah, 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 blah. And there's still obviously a lot of countries in that region who I presume have... we'll have loyalties to certain places.
Well, that's always true. And as far as Ukraine goes, it's usually Ukraine versus Russia, but Russia has been disqualified this year just for political reasons. And they try to be apolitical, but it certainly does influence the outcome.
Oh, there's no way they could have gone.
And you've also got you've got Greece and Cyprus who always vote for each other.
Yeah.
This year you've got Italy and the San Marino representative is from Italy as well, Achille Lauro, and he's wacky.
Right.
I suppose you'd say the music was more like the cult, but fabulous costuming, he'll be unexpected. But so then if they get through, Italy will therefore support San Marino. Traditionally, you can't vote for your own country in theory.
No, right. But that's a way around it.
That's it. Yep.
Right. Anyway. Look, in Australia's entry, of course, as well, Sheldon Riley. How do you think Sheldon's going to go in the middle of all this?
Well, Sheldon's placed in the second semi-final, which is the most dynamic. It's got more of your favourites than the other one. Yeah. So it's going to be a tough slog. He's changed his staging a little bit. I think he's going to do really well. And I don't think his goal is to win. His goal is to be there and perform. And he's sort of, all the interviews with him, he's blown away by just being there. I think he'll do us proud.
Yeah, he's okay. I believe he has a costume that weighs 40 kilos or something. Have you?
Correct, yes. Right. Oh, it's a big one.
Right.
It's fabulous.
Okay.
I think with Sheldon, that lyrically, it will connect to a lot of people who don't feel, who feel like outcasts. And I think this is a great forum for your individuals and your outsiders where they can feel safe to be themselves and are celebrated being themselves. So in that way, the lyrics, I suppose, will appeal to a lot of people.
Resonate, yeah.
But he's also in the second semi with some real bangers, and he's just got to connect with the people.
Yeah. What's your favourite then? What's your pick of the bunch to maybe take us out?
Ooh, as in my favourite, the one I listen to the most is actually, it's a ballad, it's The Netherlands.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just curious to know what you think is the best song that's going to Eurovision this year. It doesn't have to be the one that you think is going to win. Well, firstly, what is going to win, do you think?
Ooh, I cannot tell you. I can sort of give you, you know, sort of your top, but the staging is just going to change everything. It already has. So it really can lift some acts. But my favourite, the one I listen to the most, is from the Netherlands. It's called Die Depti. And it's just a quiet ballad. It's just a nice driving home from work song that just calms you down a little bit. But then you've got these crazy ones like Romania, has a great one. And then you've got Israel has got the best choreography from the most confident individual I've ever seen on stage.
Really?
It's just, it's hard to decide.
as it should be. You want it to be a sort of contest where you can't pick the winner straight away. It's a essential viewing, of course, as always. So S10, I think this is.
Oh, you're going to play it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Should we hear it?
Sure.
All right.
Why not?
Trish, thank you. Have a fabulous weekend.
No worries.
Want het regent alle dagen en ik zie geen hand volgen. Jij en ik toch samen, dat zou altijd zo zijn. Da-da.